Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Thanks for rocking with us after the Dodgers get their first walk-off win of the season. Your Los Angeles Dodgers get it done late, winning in extra innings by a final score of 4-3. They finished it in 11. Your Dodgers improved to 21-13 on the season. Now right up there, a game and a half behind the Phillies in the National League. They're still on top, building a lead in the National League West. They're 4.5 games up of the San Diego Padres, and what a night at the Ravine. It felt like a playoff game. It felt like some playoff level intensity between these two National League heavyweights, these two natural rivals, lots of superstars on the field, and it was the Dodgers who prevailed in game one of this 3-game set. And there was a lot of narratives in this game that I think were challenged. A lot of narratives that people have been trying to push about this team, that one, they can't win in extra innings. This team can't win in extra innings. Oh, this team, they just always choke. They don't pay attention to the ghost runner and everything that that implies. But guess what? They won in extra innings. Oh, and also, what else happened? Shohei Ohtani got a clutch base hit. Shohei Ohtani came through with runners in scoring position. I have been telling you this for a long time, that it was going to even out in the course of a 162-game season. While people were trying to push this narrative that Shohei Ohtani isn't clutch, or that Shohei Ohtani needs to change his approach and be less aggressive with runners in scoring position, yes, he did start the season 1-19 with RISP. He has gone 7 of his last 20 with runners in scoring position, and he came through in a big way today. He also stole 2 bases, one that led to a run. He kept the Dodgers alive in this one. I think Gavin Stone, he was outstanding in this one. I was so impressed with Gavin Stone. He looked a little shaky early on. The pitch count was up. It looked like it could have been a short outing for Stone, who ends up giving up a run on 2 hits after allowing that 449-foot blast to Austin Riley there in the first inning. Gave a couple hits in that inning, but he was able to settle down nicely and pitch very well in this one. And the Dodgers bullpen, they got it done as well. But Andy Páez is the story tonight, though. Andy Páez is a player that is making it impossible for the Dodgers to keep him off this active 26-man roster. A 4-hit game for Andy Páez today. The only Dodger with multiple hits, including the game winner in extra innings, the walk-off shot for Andy Páez. Here, let's check it out.
Tries it again. On the hand, shallow center field. Páez wins the game. His 4th hit of the night is a walk-off single in the 11th. It's a signature.
There you go, Andy Páez. It's time to turn the Páez on the outfield picture. He needs to stay up. He needs to be in this lineup. He's an everyday player, a special, talented hitter. And it wasn't just the walk-off hit right there. They try to go in on the hands on him, a little jam shot. He still put a good swing on it, and it found grass. And I think what I loved about that at-bat from Andy Páez is that it defied kind of the Dodgers approach sometimes, kind of the, okay, we're not going to expand the strike zone. Just go look at that at bat. He was expanding the strike zone on pitches way outside of the zone just to foul them off, just to keep the at bat alive. And he said, you know what? Forget a walk, okay? I'm winning this game right here, okay? I'm going to walk.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart Pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering. That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It off. I think that is something that this lineup and this team has been missing for quite some time. It's someone that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to break the rules a little bit. I'm going to just do what I do, okay? I'm going to go up there and make something happen. I'm not going to go up there and just try to overthink and try to take balls on the corners and try to see if I can work the count. No, he worked the count, but in the right way, right? He found a way to put his bat on the ball, and I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, is this the worst at-bat I've ever seen or the best at-bat I've ever seen from a young rookie? And I think at the end, he gets the walk-off, so it proved to be one of the best at-bats. We're going to talk about Andy Pires. We're going to talk about this Dodgers team that continues to really go on a streak. I mean, this team is a completely different team that you've seen when they lost 7 of 9 games. Since that 10-0 win against the New York Mets, they've gone 9-2. So since beating the Mets 10-0, where Tyler Glasnow was the stopper, this Dodgers team 9-2 ever since. They are rolling. We got Roy Estrada, a $9.99 super chat. You know, you get a comment of the show for that. D-Mac, I said it last time, how many times are we using perfect Hudson in high leverage situations? Hudson's new Lynn, Páez is him. Yeah, so it wasn't all pretty. It wasn't all pretty tonight, and it was a very hotly contested game, a very competitive game. And look, Daniel Hudson, he has been struggling with the long ball of late. There in the eighth inning, Ronald Acuna Jr., who came into this game slumping, his numbers way down from his MVP season, a 3-2 pitch, 6th pitch of the at-bat. He leaves a 4-seam fastball up in the zone, and Acuna Jr., he hits it out 378 feet, and that tied the game at 2. And really, you go back and look at that pitch, it wasn't the worst pitch in the world. We've seen worse, but unfortunately, look, I'm not saying he's Lance Lynn light or anything like that, but you're right. I mean, can't lie about it, right? You can't sugarcoat this. The home run ball has been an issue for Huddy of late, and he gave that solo home run there. And yeah, like I said, he's allowed at least one home run in his last 4 appearances. So every time he's gone out there, he's given up home runs in his last 4 appearances. So you definitely want to reverse that trend if you're Daniel Hudson. But still. I mean, he's a guy that's going out there, high leverage situations, facing the top of the lineup of the opposing teams. And it's a role for a high leverage guy, a fireman guy. That's why what I've been saying, even if you get Blake Treinen and Bruce Dark Gratterall back, you solidify this bullpen by getting more of a traditional type of closer. And then you put Evan Phillips in these types of situations and you're a little more versatile with the way you can deploy him. And I think this bullpen is better off in the long run if you go out there and you add to this pen. I think it's definitely going to be one of the top priorities for the Dodgers when the trade deadline rolls around. Or even earlier, I mean, you saw Arias traded to the San Diego Padres. Guys making trades. We got Denny Cortez rocking with us. Otani's preview to what the playoffs is like. That's a fire take tonight from Denny Cortez. Trying to show you some love on that one because, yeah, that's going to be a big difference. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, we're going to break down his night in a second here, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the stress that he puts on an opposing pitcher, the stress he puts on opposing managers because of how dangerous he is, it's what changes this team. It's what changes this lineup, and I think you're on the money with that one, and he changed the game tonight a bunch of different times. And not only did he save the game, we'll get to that a little later, when he tied things up there in the 10th inning, but he also, in the bottom of the third inning, he made his presence felt there. He drew a one-out walk, an eight-pitch walk, really great at-bat right there against Morton, and then next batter, Freeman, he strikes out for the second out, but Shohei Ohtani was able to steal second, and then Will Smith, he singles to center, and that ties things up at one. So Shohei Ohtani impacted the game with his base running abilities. He steals second, and then he puts Will Smith in a situation where he can come through with runners in scoring position, and Will Smith has been an absolute beast doing that all season long. He was his 20th RBI with RISP this season, and that ties the game at one, and that really is something that Gavin Stone needed earlier in this one. It's just try to tie that game, take some pressure off, and like I said, Gavin Stone was nasty tonight. I was so impressed. We could talk about Páez, we could talk about Ohtani, but Gavin Stone was extremely impressive in this one. But Ohtani going out there, using his speed, drawing a walk. It's not just home runs and doubles with Ohtani, right? It's the ability to get on base, get over, and give these Dodgers hitters the ability to see better pitches at the plate, the ability to get opportunities with RISP. And when you got Will Smith, who is a bona fide all-star, I think is a fringe MVP candidate in the National League, you give him opportunities, more often than not, the clutch prince is going to come through. And then, bottom of the fourth inning, Teoscar Hernandez with the score tied at one. Great at-bat by Teo. He falls behind the count 0-2, fouls off three pitches, takes two balls, and on the eighth pitch of the at-bat, takes a four-seam fastball up in the zone, and he homers to right. Really nice pitch right there off a right-handed pitcher. Just stays with it, wasn't trying to do too much, and he leaves the yard, tying Shohei Ohtani for his seventh home run of the season. So let's not forget, Teoscar Hernandez has been absolutely incredible in his role as well. And then Páez, he's an animal. Right after that, he's singled to center. And unfortunately, James Altman, he strikes out swinging, Lux ground into a double play. But Páez getting hits, Teoscar getting hits. This Dodgers offense is different this year. Just look, always keep an eye on the postseason, right? And the narratives, oh, this team's going to, they're going to flop. They're not going to show up in the postseason. They're going to do what they do every year. But guess what? The uniform's the same. Well, it's actually terrible, but they're going to change it back because Nike, they made a huge mistake with the uniforms. But the team is the same. The players aren't the same. Ohtani, Teoscar, Páez. There's a new nucleus on this Dodgers team. And I'm telling you, they got some dogs in that offense. And I thought it was just a really good night for Páez and Teoscar and those guys getting some hits. But jumping to the 10th inning, we're talking more about Shohei Ohtani here. And he was able to draw that walk, steal, score on Will Smith's RBI. But how about the 10th inning? So first you got the top of the 10th where Harris, he flied to left. That allowed Williams, fast runner, he gets a third base in a 2-2 game in extras. Then Arcia, he's hit a sack fly to left. That put the Braves up 3-2 at that point. And then Duvall, he hits for Kelenic, and a really nice job there by Alex Vesey. He strikes him out. Four-seam fastball. He's really starting to hit his corners. That's what you want to see from him. So nice job there. And then bottom of the 10th inning, you got the runner on second. You got Iglesias on the mound. Ohtani, 0-2, he takes a ball. Then 1-2 count, great piece of two-strike hitting. He stays back on that changeup. He singles to center, and that ties things up. So let's take a look at this at-bat right here. He's feeling it. He's getting hyped. What did you notice in that at-bat? What did you notice right there? During that at-bat, it's two strikes, right? You got a two-strike situation. You're trying to protect the play. You're trying to control the strike zone. You're trying to make something happen. But did he take a pitch? No. What did he do? He expanded the zone and found his way to get a bat on a ball, and he made something happen. So like I said, this is a different version of the Dodgers offense that I think is a little more aggressive, and they're going to take some risk. I mean, just look right here. Pitch out of the zone, stays back on the changeup, really does a nice job, hits into center field, and that game is tied. So that is the encouraging thing for me, is you're seeing a different style of Dodger baseball from these hitters with Páez, with Ohtani in this one, and I could not be more excited about the prospects of this team already in October. It's feeling like October baseball, but I know I've been going off, so I want to definitely take care of you guys in the comments section. We got Denny Cortez. Páez is staying. Give that man a real jersey. You know, today, Dodgers Nation, my JP, he actually talked to someone that, yeah, we'll talk about a jersey change a little bit. Dog of the night, Andy Páez. So, who is your Dodgers dog of the game? It's got to be Andy Páez, man. It's got to be Andy Páez. So, it's his first Dodgers dog of the game. So, here we go.
Dodger dog of the game.
Dodgers dog of the game for Andy Páez. You got to love it. Let's hit him with him again.
Dodger.
The Dodger dog of the game. For Andy Páez. And yeah, I mean, this kid, you look at Páez now, you look at where he sits after tonight. Andy Páez slashing 333. He's hitting 333. He's slugging 567. He has a 158 weighted runs created plus. Andy Páez could be an all-star, okay? That's where we're at right now. Andy Páez could make the National League All-Star team. He could be the Rookie of the Year. Yes, it's still extremely early. Yes, pitchers are going to adjust, and he is going to have a slump at some point. But I
remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
I think we've seen enough about his abilities to know this guy is the real deal. This guy is 100% what the Dodgers needed to bring some life into that 7, 8, 9, into the bottom of the order, and then he's going up in the order, right? So he's a dangerous hitter, man. Eddie Pott is here to stay. Eddie Pott, not just this year, he's going to be a Dodgers outfielder for a long, long time. He's on the no trade list. He's on the no send down list. Andy Pies, get comfortable, okay? If you want to buy a house in the valley somewhere, you can be safe with that, okay? Because he needs to be buying, not renting. He is here to stay in L.A. He ain't going nowhere. But, yeah, Andy Pies is him. Now, interesting thing, though, is Jason Hayward was in the dugout. Jason Hayward looks like he's making some very positive progress on his rehab. And we got news today when it came to Jason Hayward that he was taking some swings. He swung a bat at Dodger Stadium today, and he was in the outfield. He was shagging fly balls on the field. He was participating in the Dodgers on-field activities during the batting practice session. Dave Roberts said today, "I saw him running earlier, full speed, pain-free. He'll be taking batting practice soon on the field. I would assume this week for sure. After that, he'll be a simulated game at some point in time. He's taking a couple of big steps as far as being pain-free and how his body is moving." So he was placed on the IL a couple weeks ago. He hasn't played in a game since March 30th. He's been on the IL since April 3rd, and he's been dealing with that lower back tightness. It was supposed to be short-term, and then he wasn't progressing. And Andy Páez, he came up, and he's been the everyday guy. He's been playing right. He's been playing in center field. So they're going to have a difficult decision to make, because if Hayward's going to be back, no way they're sending Andy Páez down. Do they option James Outman? Does Chris Taylor have a phantom IL stint? Kike has been playing better, but I think it's one of those two. You option James Outman, which is kind of crazy to think when you factor in that he was third in the Rookie of the Year voting last season. He's an above average defender. He's just been off to a slow start and hasn't been getting it done at the plate to start the season. And then Chris Taylor, what do you do with him? I don't think DFAing him is something that they're seriously going to consider, but could they get clever with a phantom IL situation? I know, okay, the Dodgers would never do something like that. They would never phantom IL. Okay, I hear it. I hear it all the time in the chat. Imanaga has a 0.7 ERA. Currently, that's insane. Mario, but this is most... okay, we got... I'd rather they trade Toronto for Kikuchi. Love the small ball play tonight. Need more of that with runners in scoring position. That's from Tim over on Facebook. We got... No one really talks about Will. Got that dog in him. Will's got... I mean, Will... He's Will Smith, man. Will Smith is... He's the best hitting catcher in baseball. I mean, I give me him for Adley Rutschman. Hey, I'm going with Smitty. Will Smith... He's really off to his best start of any season. Will Smith is hitting .351. Will Smith has a .162 weighted runs created plus. The power is starting to surge. 4 bombs on the season, 10 doubles in 129 plate appearances. So give me Smitty. But Will Smith is a beast from N Rocks. Eddie Chavez, yeah, Stone was very nice tonight. I was very impressed. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about next. But I do want to read some more of your comments here. We got the Clutch Prince of L.A. What up, Daniel Macy? It's a fire tag right there. Black, Asian. What surprised me the most about this game is Gavin Stone. Dude is a beast tonight. Absolutely. Gavin Stone, honestly, should we do some double Dodger dog of the game? Because that was a ferocious Braves lineup. Gave the home run to Riley early, and the pitch count was up early. It looks like it was going to be a rough night for him, and then he stepped it up. So I'm doing double Dodger dog of the game.
Dodger
here.
Dog of the game.
Show some love to G Stone. G Stone got a haircut, talked to him last night, and he's in a really good spot. Roy Estrada, we all want Buehler to do well. Just manage expectations and don't get too upset. If it goes south, we will take whatever he gives us. AJ Alexander, love Teo's approach. Dude drives the outside pitch over right field with regularity. Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what he does. High fastball. He's not going to try to pull a pitch like that. He's going to try to get his bat on the ball. And with his bat speed, with his strength, good things are going to happen. You're going to see him hitting the gaps for doubles. You're going to see him leave the yard. That's why he has 7 home runs on the season. He's a very talented hitter. When he's healthy, when he's in the right lineup, he's going to get you 28 to 35 home runs. That is what Teoscar Hernandez does. I think the encouraging sign today was he gets a home run, and of course, you have all those lefties in the bullpen that really are built to neutralize this Dodgers offense. But you got Charlie Morton out there on the mound as a right-handed pitcher. So to see him go yard to right, going with the pitch, top of the zone on the outer half of the plate, I think it was very, very encouraging to see. We got Lux hit a good, got the runny Roberto fooked up. That was good. Yeah, give Gavin Lux some credit tonight, too. I mean, the defense has been solid all season long. Gavin Lux, he came through in a situation where it looked like he was the guy that was going to tie the game. It was bottom of the second inning. James Allman, he was hit by a pitch. Andy Páez, after grounding into a fielder's choice earlier in the inning, he ends up at second. And Gavin Lux, he singled to left. And it was just a really nice play. Kelenic throws him out. Perfect throw. They get him at the plate. And could have been an RBI single. But still, really nice job for Gavin Lux. Another guy, changeup, stayed back on it, poked it into left field. And for him, it's just about, look, I think it's funny how everyone's like, okay, we got to be so patient with Walker Buehler, right? We got to be patient with Walker Buehler. And yes, Gavin Lux hasn't done what Walker Buehler has done for this organization. I'm not saying they're equal in that aspect, but you also have to exercise some patience with Gavin Lux as well. And you're starting to see him get more hits. Yes, exit velo is not out of this world or anything like that, but he was able to go 1-for-2 tonight. He was subbed down in a pinch hit situation later for Miguel Rojas, and Rojas goes 0-for-2, and then Taylor goes 0-for-2. But like I said, not many extra base hits, not many hits for this Dodgers team as far as multi-hit games. Betts went 0-for-5. Shohei goes 1-for-3. Had the game-tying hit in the 10th inning. He also drew 2 walks. And he also was able to impact the game with the stolen bases. Freddie goes 1-for-5. Smith goes 1-for-4. He had the RBI earlier in the game. And Teoscar hits the home run. But every single Dodger hitter, there was one guy today who had a multi-hit game. And that was Andy Páez. Andy Páez goes 4-for-5 with an RBI, hits the walk-off. And, you know, it's turning into a fairy tale. It's turning into a fairy tale with Andy Páez. Not only has he made the most of this opportunity and forced himself onto this roster, but, I mean, just getting a base hit in the first pitch he sees, in his first at-bat, and then getting his first walk-off and being the first Dodger to have a walk-off shot this year, it's really kind of reminiscent to James Outman's year last year. I mean, Outman hit the first home run, and James Outman was a surprise story. I think, of course, Andy Páez, with his hit tool, the way he can lift the ball, the way he can cover both sides of the plate, I mean, he just has a more compact swing. And I think, of course, his ceiling is extremely high, and it's higher than James Outman's is. But look, I mean, I just love it. The narrative for this team is they play checkbook baseball and they buy their talent. Last year, you had a homegrown guy finish third in Rookie of the Year. This year, you're going to have Yamamoto vying for Rookie of the Year. And if he sustains this, Andy Páez. So those are the big stories tonight. I mean, the big story tonight is, like I said, narratives were crushed tonight. Dodgers won in extra innings. Ohtani came through in the clutch. And also, like we point out, the at-bats by the new additions were different in that Ohtani reaching out a pitch outside the zone to poke it into center field to get the game-tying hit. Andy Páez not sitting back there and trying to take a million pitches and trying to walk. No, he was swinging at pitches way outside the zone, fouling them off. Just go look at the seventh pitch of that at-bat, man. It was like 2 feet off the plate. He's able to get his bat on. It was extremely impressive. And then he gets the base hit. So I like that. They don't need to be robots up there on the plate just trying to overthink not expanding the zone. Sometimes you got to go up there and make something happen and get that bat on the baseball. Like Jerry Harrison Jr., my friend, says, contact is king, and it certainly was in this game. But Gavin Stone or Páez, we're talking about Stone a little more in depth here in a second. Gavin Lux has been looking better at the plate. D-Max from Clean Yos over on YouTube. Mookie, yeah, Mike Grove pulled through tonight. Yeah, I mean, lot that when you beat teams like the Braves, right? When you beat the better teams in this sport, it takes more than just your stars. It takes more than just your offense. You have to do with starting pitching, the bullpen, bottom of the lineup. And I think what you saw in this one is these two teams are on a collision course to meet in the postseason because of how evenly matched they are, because of how much talent both teams have in their starting rotation, in their bullpen, and in their lineup. And with Michael Grove, I mean, he did a hell of a job. I mean, Grove, he ended up getting the win tonight. He goes an inning through just 15 pitches, and he was phenomenal. I mean, it was a pressure situation for Grove, and he's pitched a lot better of late, too. I mean, of course, gave up those three runs in Toronto. But, yeah, I mean, give Grove a lot of credit, man. I mean, this is a guy who can have a rough outing, who can have a rough appearance, and bounce back and go give it his all and have some success. And the difference is you put Grove in there for one inning, it's a different pitcher. And it comes in the 11th. It's a tie game. Ohtani had just tied the game at three there in the bottom of the 10th. And good defensive substitution, by the way, of course, or the switch there to change Hernandez and put Hernandez at second base, and you put Chris Taylor in left field. Underrated move that no one's going to talk about tonight, but I will here, because defensively, at the end of games, you shore up that defense, especially you get for a pitcher that's going to put the ball in play, and that's how you win tight baseball games. In top 11th inning, you got Acuna Jr. He's starting to feel himself, thinking, okay, I got to go home run earlier in the game. Maybe I'll get a big base hit again and really, really have a coming back party, right? And people will start saying, okay, Acuna's back. Well, good at bat there. I mean, 3-2 pitch, throws that slider. Just a great pitch, hit his spot, did not leak over the plate, and he pops out for the first out, and then he gets Albies to ground to second. Just a phenomenal play there by Kike Hernandez, and then he gets Austin Riley, homer early in the game to ground to third. Another really nice play for Max Muncy, so kudos to Max Muncy, who's played really solid defense of late. He's growing with his confidence at that position, and you're seeing a much better version of Muncy defensively. So, yeah, give Michael Grove a ton of credit. And Evan Phillips, of course, he did his job. Vesia, of course, he gave up the sacrifices, but still, I mean, that's not an earned run, right? So, yeah, I really love what I saw in this game from the pitching staff. And I think you look at Gavin Stone. Gavin Stone's another guy that just continues to improve. He goes six innings, gives up one run on five hits, had five strikeouts through 86 pitches, 58 for strikes. The ERA is down to 4.06 on the season, and he's just not afraid of the moment, right? He's going out there, and he's dealing, and he's not explosive per se, but you saw some really nasty stuff. The different shapes on the changeup, working at the bottom of the zone, going east-west. I mean, some of those at-bats there were filthy. I mean, the slider was a good pitch. He struck out Darno on the slider, looking, just locating, getting it for a called strike. There in the second inning, you jump to some of his other impressive strikeouts. You got Olsen looking at a changeup. He froze him with a changeup at the bottom of the zone. And I love the pitch mix. You're seeing change. You're seeing curveballs in the middle of the zone that are getting some foul balls. You're seeing him use the cutter, getting some foul balls. So he's getting ahead in the count. And that's the most important thing. When you're pitching 1-2, that's when you use that changeup. That's your strikeout pitch, right? Or in the count, you're looking at the two seam. You're looking at the cutter, trying to get yourself in advantageous situations. And I mean, look at Ozuna, four seam fastball, challenging him in the zone, confidence, attacking hitters. And he punched him out there in the fourth inning. So I liked what I saw from Gavin Stone. I really did. He struck out Kelnick, changeup. You saw the way it just broke to the right, nastier than a gas station bathroom. Got Acuna Jr. swing, four-seam fastball up in the zone, located better than the one that Hudson had. But, yeah, just a really, really impressive outing against a really, really good team. And I think Gavin Stone, I'm going to give him a solid B-plus tonight. Solid B-plus. But now we got all your comments for the
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Rest of the show, guys. How about that? First walk-off of the season. First of many. How many are we going to get? I think we're... Look, I'm going to throw out there. We're getting 12 walk-offs. We're getting 12 walk-offs this year. I'm calling it just because it just is a special team. I'm getting the special vibes. Ohtani is feeling it with Risp now. You got Páez. I think you're going to see some close games this year because teams are always going to bring it against this Dodgers team. So I'm calling it 12 walk-offs on the season. Let's take a look at tonight's, though, Andy Páez's walk-off. First of his career, first of the season for the Dodgers. But yeah, really nice job collectively. Like I said, Gavin Stone, 27 pitches there in the second inning, was cruising after that, and he's really, really putting things together. But what a night for your boys in blue. Can't wait to see Glasnow dominate Atlanta. I want a suite from Jazz Flu. We got BC in the house. Will Smith, way to earn that money, Ralph. Absolutely. BC, we need to give him some more run support. A $4.99 super chat from Brandon Chang. And you're going to get one of these. Who are they sitting down with then? Bueller and Trinan come back. Stone is doing too well, in my opinion. Fire Eisen. Yeah, you're going to see the Fire Eisens. I mean, I think for me with this Dodgers team, it's going to be a matter of, okay, you got the guys who are on the active roster that you're going to look to send down. And I mean, they're going to take advantage of the Gus Farlands, right? Gus Farland, they're not going to think too much about that. You're not going to think too much about Nabil Crismat. You're not going to think too much about some of those guys that they know their role. They're going to maximize five options on some of these players. And Landon Knack was sent down. So for me, it's a pretty easy call right there. And we'll see. I mean, James Paxton looks like someone that could use a little phantom IL stint to work on some mechanics, right? I mean, Chris Taylor, I mean, it makes you wonder if they're going to go that route. I think it's too early to option a James Outman. I think they definitely want to give him some more runway, give him some more at-bats against right-handed pitching to see if, things can start to click for him. But this team from a roster movement standpoint, they're so creative and so clever, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're going to maximize all 26 players on this roster. I mean, still got Michael Grove, Fire Eisen, Crismat. I think Grove, though, he's starting to impress me. He truly, truly is. And I think that they're going to see if they can make him that one-inning guy because he's had success in those situations. We got a $5 super chat from John Bleeds Blue. If Gavin Stone was named Glasnow or Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he would be the talk tonight. I think it's a fair point. I mean, like, he doesn't do things like punch guys out with 98-mile-per-hour fastballs. He doesn't have the yo-yo curveball like Yamamoto. He wasn't a big, flashy acquisition, whether it be via trade or via free agency. But still, let's not forget, he was a top prospect. But I think that's okay. I think that really works to Gavin Stone's favor that there isn't this hype around him this season, because they can just put in his work and continue to improve. And he knows that the best thing about the Dodgers is they're not going to play favorites when it comes to results, right? I mean, if he's pitching better than other guys in this rotation and he's helping this team win, he's a young, fresh arm with a lot in the tank, and I think that they have no issue giving him those opportunities. But yeah, absolutely, they'd be talking about him more if he was one of those guys, because you're talking about the highest paid pitcher in baseball history and Tyler Glasnow, who's a bona fide superstar ace level pitcher. So not too much there. No kidding. 95 miles per hour for a 40-year-old cat. Not bad. Ray Soto, Mookie got stung by a bee. Remember, the new chant is not beat LA. It's B-D-Lay. B-D-Lay. Vesey has been really good. The command's been better. You're seeing him land that slider. You're seeing him be a little more precise with that four-seam fastball. So Vesey is a Messiah from Beerusama. That's a good fan of the show right there. Dino Senpai is home simultaneously.
You win.
Perfect. As his cleat was touching third base and the left fielder was fielding the ball midfield. Yeah, I didn't love the send either. I mean, Páez is fast. Páez is a good base runner. A little aggressive early in that game. Mariachi Joe showed up. Yeah, you know what? Mariachi Joe definitely showed up. And before I forget to mention it, how about that defensive play by Freddie Freeman in that inning? You had that spin on it, and Freddie made a really nice play. So they also had the successful challenge on the hit batter. So, yeah, definitely good to see him having success. AJ Alexander Lux, second base glove is a plus. Mookie's glove at short is now plus. Muncy's glove at third base is better than average now as well. Dodgers' defense concerns have been answered in the positive. That's a fire take right over there. And you're right. I mean, defensively, Mookie, 5 defensive runs saved. That's third in Major League Baseball. He's getting better. He's getting more feels, getting more confidence. I mean, anytime you start a new job or a new position at a new job, it takes some time. There's a learning curve there, and he's really shrunk that learning curve and accelerated the process of becoming an everyday shortstop. And I think Muncy's the most impressive one because what's up, Cesar, over on YouTube? Tell your friends about this channel. Let's get the check mark. Some random. We already been offered a check mark, actually. We can get the check mark. We're the number one Dodgers YouTube channel in the game. It's all thanks to you guys. By the way, here is a reminder to subscribe to the channel, because once you hit 90,000, we're giving away a Tyler Glasnow jersey. All you got to do is comment Tyler Glasnow down below in the comment section. Couple more here. Páez equals Yasiel. I like that. So a little Páez mania. Yasiel Páez Weig. Work on that one. What's up, James Bostrom over on YouTube? J Bullet TC. Páez season is way better than Audi's rookie season. So far, absolutely. I mean, Altman did have 23 bombs, but Páez is a more, he hits the ball harder. He covers more of the plate. He's a more consistent hitter. BC, I really hope Páez's sophomore slump isn't as prolonged as Corbin Carroll's or James Altman's. A little looking ahead there, but yeah. Diane Schroeder, what's up, Diane? Páez is far better than Altman's rookie of the year run last season. No doubt about it. But let's not forget, I mean, people very soon to forget that James Altman really stepped into a role that was previously occupied by a former MVP in Cody Bellinger, mind you, one of the more popular players in recent Dodger history, and he handled it well. I mean, he had a 4-WAR season, right? I mean, you got to give him some credits. He's not chopped liver there for sure. So he's just getting off to a rough start. I mean, like I said, I talked to Altman yesterday. He's working hard, man. He's working hard. He's grinding. He's grinding, man. $25, my man, Eddie Chavez. That's what I'm talking about. Honestly, the Braves look like crap tonight. Appreciate you, by the way. I don't know what's happening there. Honestly, the Braves look like crap tonight. Every team is going through growing pains. Everyone just chill out. It will be all good. Give it time. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But, yep, guys, couple more here, and then we will head out. Like I said, more post. Yo, D-Mac, Stone Rock. Yeah, he did, Kyle. Absolutely. He was fantastic tonight, man. He was the man. He was the man. Let me close some of these real quick here. We got some more of you guys over on the X. Gavin Stone is looking good this year. His command has improved, and he's competitive. Yeah, well, I think it's that, and you've seen just a more diverse pitch mix. That's kind of been the big thing, some East-West. Can't believe they had Yarbrough warming up next to Kelly in a one-run game. Somebody slapped DR and changed his mind. That's from Chief. Yeah, I saw that the other day. Wait a minute. Roy Estrada, where are the Braves troll talking smack now, hiding? Hey, man, it's a, He's probably, in his parents' basement crying. Pa has 25-30 home run season this year. I'm here for it. I love that. Cancun in the house. What up, Daniel? Who's there? The Lakers, Clippers, the Kings. Dodgers taking center stage right now. What's up, Alex? Pa has ended the year with a 300 batting average. I'm going to say, let's say 283. I'm going to say 283. That's my call for Pajes, but a really good 283. Kendrick destroying Drake. Yeah, how about that? Who you guys got, Kendrick or Drake? I mean, it's like a full-time job trying to keep up with the Drake-Kendrick-Lamar beef. Less than 600 more subs to go. Yeah, we're getting there, guys. Also, if you really want to support the channel, be sure to hit that like button, too. Really helps out. We got Siler Glass now from Headed Jig. We got Siler Glass now from Kyle Oaks over on YouTube. David Beltran, Ray Soto. Yeah, every time you guys hit that Siler Glass now, you get it. Mitchell Hopkins, D-Mac, thanks for being so awesome. These post-game shows are so clutch. Appreciate you guys. You guys make the show what it is. Honestly, this is a place for us to vent, to place to get out our frustrations, but most recently, it's been a place to celebrate because your Dodgers are rolling. They get the dub tonight. First walk-off of the season, Mitchell Michael Lim. Yep, Pajes is the real thing for sure. But what a night at the Ravine. And I think it's going to be the first of 12 walk-offs on the season. It's going to be a special year for the Dodgers. I can feel it. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate you. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation postgame show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on the X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, like I said, subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. Until next time, think blue, bleed blue.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
You might not think that a few simple words could make you crave McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. But if you listen closely to the sound of me saying McGriddles, McMuffin, you might be wrong. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.